Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Glorious God, there are many of us who can bless thee that we know thee. There was a time when we lived in thy world, but had never known the Creator. We were partakers of thy providence, but we did not know the provider. We went up and down in the sunlight, but we were blind. There were voices all around us, but we were deaf to all things spiritual. And some of us lived in this way for years. Some of thy presence are in that way this evening. They know not God, neither do they desire the knowledge of thy ways. They can see and understand many things, but they do not desire to know him in whom they live and move and have their being. It was a happy day for us when, in the infinite sovereignty of thy love, thou dost look upon us and call us by thy grace. Then did the dead heart begin to beat. Then did light enter into the darkened eye, and then we turned to thee. It was the best discovery we had ever made when we found that there was, after all, a God ready to hear us, willing to listen to our cries. But, Lord, at the first, this great discovery caused us much pain, for we found in our hearts an enmity to thee, a natural alienation, and we found that we had grieved thee, that we had vexed thy spirit by sin. We admire thee all the more for this, for we would not care for a God who did not hate sin. Oh, with what reverence we fell at thy feet, even when we heard thee speak in tones of thunder and say, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." When thy grace had really made us to know thee, thy justice, terrible as it was, had our submissive reverence. We felt that if our souls were sent to hell, righteousness and justice would approve it well. O God, we remember how we lay at thy feet. Our thoughts were as a case of knives, cutting our hearts. And then didst thou come to us, and thou didst make known thy love. O blessed day in which thou didst reveal thyself dressed in the silken robes of love, when we saw that Jesus died that we might live, that the cross was the best proof of divine affection. Then we looked to Jesus, suffering in our stead. We trusted in the great atonement, and we found a peace. O what shall we say of it? Our very soul doth sing at the remembrance of the peace, which has never been taken from us. Many days have passed since first we knew it, and many changes we have seen, but we have never lost our hold on Christ, nor has he ever lost his hold of us, and here we are still to weep to the praise of the mercy that we have found, and to tell to others as we have breath to speak that the Lord is a great sin-pardoning God. There is none like him, passing by transgression, iniquity, and sin, and for Jesus' sake receiving the vilest of the vile to his bosom, and casting out none that come unto him, taking up even the blasphemer and the drunkard, yea, the very worst, and washing even these from their crimson sins, and making them whiter than newly fallen snow. O Lord, we sometimes wish that we could sing like a cherubim and a seraphim. Then we would praise thee better. But as it is, human voices are all we have. But they shall be used to the praise of free grace and dying love, to which we owe all that we have and all we ever hope to have. Now, Lord, tonight, bless this people. O, my Lord, bless these dear friends from whom I have been separated for a while. Bless and prosper them. Let those that fear thy name be happy in thee while we are preaching tonight. May those who are truly thine have a joyous and happy season. May they rejoice in the great love of God and feel their souls overflow with delight at their remembrance of it. But, O, we beseech thee, especially save souls tonight. Make up for our 10 dumb Sabbaths. Give us tonight 10 times as much. Nay, it must be 11 times as much. We cannot afford to lose this one. O, give us 11 times as much blessings as we have ever had before. May many, many, many be brought out of darkness into marvelous light and delivered from the prison house into the liberty of Christ. Lord, there are some here that have heard us many times, and yet thou hast not spoken to their hearts effectually. O, speak tonight. Take them in hand, great Lord. They shall be made willing in the day of thy power. O, that this might be the day of thy power. There are others who are quite strangers to this house and perhaps to the gospel. May the new note strike them. From the silver cornet of the gospel may there come to them a sound unknown before, which shall reach their very soul, and may they answer to it. Bid them come to Christ and live tonight. O divine love, sweetly draw them, cast the bands of love about them and the cords of a man, and draw them to thyself. Young men and young women, I and old men and old women, draw them to thyself, most divine Lord, and may there be many trophies to the power of the gospel tonight. All our prayer is now before thee. We wish everybody in the house to be saved. The Lord grant it for Christ's sake. Amen. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our Father, our faith is in thee, our expectation is from thee, our love goeth out towards thee, we believe thee, we accept every word of thy sacred revelation as being eternal verity and immutable truth. Sometimes we are troubled to know whether the promises are for us, whether we really have a share in covenant blessings, but we thank thee that thou hast helped many of us to hold a trial in the court of conscience. And since our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards God. Let this be the portion of all thy children. May we come away from doubting and fearing and hesitating, and may we believe. Oh, for the faith which trusts the bare promise of God, let us not be asking for signs and wonders and withholding faith because these are not given to us. But whatsoever we find in thy word, may we believe it to be sure truth and hang our souls upon it. Above all things, give us grace to trust in Jesus and the full atonement made, and the utmost ransom paid. He is all my salvation and all my desire. May we each one be able to say this of him who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Thou, O Christ, art all we want, more than all in thee we find. O let us never mistrust thee, thou blessed Son of God. May we have no doubt about thy Father's love, no suspicion as to the love of the Spirit. But may we joy in God by Jesus Christ, through whom also we have received the atonement. May we come to anchor, and casting anchor in the port of peace, may we be never troubled again about that question, but be able to say, My Father, with an unfaltering lip. The Lord grant that we may all of us have not only faith in Christ, but full assurance of faith, whereby we shall trust for the present and the future everything in those dear hands that were nailed to the cross for us. Help thy children to perform an act of faith tonight by leaving all their troubles apart and coming close to their Lord. He has sweat great drops for us, and now thou biddest thine own children to cease therefrom. Even as of old thou badest the priests to wear no garment that caused sweat, because they were to find rest in thy service and peace in the performance of their holy duties, even so may thy people do. O Lord God, even while we have been reading that chapter of which some are so much afraid, we have felt that we could well trust thee with a boundless sovereignty. And we do. Thou art so good, so kind, so just, so holy, that no mistake is possible to thee. Thou art the fountain and source of all law. What thou commandest, it is ours to obey. We have heard the thunder of that sentence. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? And in meekness of heart and lowliness of spirit we bow before the infinite glory of thy majesty. And it is to us the most joyful of all songs. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitudes of the isles be glad thereof. Lord, we yield up to thy sovereignty all that we are and all that we have. Do as thou wilt with us. Whenever our wishes grow into willings and our willings become obtrusive fault findings with thy providence, have mercy upon thy servants in this thing, and take away from us the evil heart of unbelief that dares to question thee. Be this the final of our every prayer? Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And be this the great pleading of our heart every day? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O thou who art God, we have heard thee say, Be still and know that I am God. And what a silence hast thou made in our heart, where else there had been murmuring and complaint. When we have understood, the Lord hath done it. Aaron held his peace when he knew this, and so would we. Nay, we would do more. We would speak out of our griefs and our downcastings and say, The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. For the Lord is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Blessed be his name. And now, our Father, hear the pleadings of thy children as we thus bow before thee and yield everything to thy parental will. Now bless thy children. Sanctify us, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. Cleanse us even as with hyssop. Cleanse us in our outward parts and make us to know wisdom in the secret places of our spirit. And Lord, wilt thou also help such of thy children as are very sorrowly burdened? When thou layest on a burden, give strength equal to it. And if the burden should press heavier and heavier, hold the everlasting arms yet more consciously underneath us. Remember some present who have lately been bereaved. They lately had the sentence of death in themselves by reason of sore disease of body. Help, strengthen, comfort, deliver. The widow and the fatherless are always thy care. Look most tender and compassionate, Lord, upon all such as are in any trouble of mind, or body, or estate. And let the rich comforts of the Comforter himself be dispensed to them. And Lord, wilt thou keep those that are not troubled? Let them rejoice with trembling. Wilt thou preserve us all from any of the intoxication that comes of prosperity? And when our heart is glad, if it be not with the high joy that comes of God, let us always look to thee to sober us in such moments. The Lord lead us safely on to his eternal kingdom. We will not ask whether the road will be rough or smooth. We leave that with thee. Only bring us to behold the face of him we love. If thou wilt give us bread to eat and raiment to put on and bring us to our Father's house in peace, it is all we ask below. Whatsoever thy will ordains, only do bring us to our Father's house in peace. Grant us this. Father, one other prayer. It is that thou wouldest bless those that do not know thee. We pray thee that we may have in our own hearts much of the heaviness that Paul knew. When we think of the many ungodly ones, especially of those that are of our own kith and kin, such as have heard the gospel from their very childhood, and whose father's house there was a prophet's chamber, whose mother died with the name of Jesus on her lips, whose father, grown gray with age, is on the road to glory, and they are still unconverted. Oh, bring them in. Dear Father, there are many of us praying now from the bottom of our hearts that all our children may be thy children, and that all related to us may be the family of Christ. Then, Lord, we thank thee for that blessed word, the promises unto you and to your children. But thou didst not stop there, for thou hast said, And to them that are afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Lord, bring in the far-off ones, save poor fallen women, save the equally fallen men. O God, have mercy upon heathen lands, upon popish countries, upon those that sit in the Mahometan moon darkness. The Lord be pleased to let his light shine over all the sons of men, and accomplish the number of his redeemed to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved. And to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be glory, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Free grace and free giving. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. Glorious Lord God, our faith is fully assured of thy being, and our hearts rejoices in thine infinite love. Blessed was the day when first we knew our God. We mourn and lament with deep penitence that we should have lived so long strangers to our best friend, to him in whose hand our breath is, and whose are all our ways. It is of thy grace that we were ever brought to know thee. Had we been left to ourselves, we should have wandered on and have remained in darkness till this day. But blessed be thy name, O thou God of all grace. Thou hast revealed thyself to us. Thou hast brought thy life to our deaths and made us alive in thee. Thou hast brought thy light to our blindness and made us to behold thee. And now thou art not only the greatest source of joy to our spirit, but thou art all our joy. We have none apart from thee. Whatever of comfort we find in the creature, we know it is but fickle, and while it is there, it comes from thee, for all these things are empty and vain and void without thee. Whom have we in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that we desire beside thee. And Lord, we bless thee for ever teaching us a way of faith, for enabling us to cast our guilty souls upon the divine propitiation made in Christ Jesus. For peace, like a river, has streamed into our spirit ever since. We bless thee for the power to trust thee with everything else, for time as well as for eternity. We are sure we never live except as we live by faith, that all else is but death and the counterfeit of life. Lord God, thou hast written death before our eyes on all the creature. Thou hast made us see the vanity of the most substantial things on earth. Behold, we walk as in a vain show, and we disquiet ourselves in vain. All things are but shadows, but thou art the eternal all. Casting our anchor upon thee, we are steadfast and fixed and safe. But all things else are quicksands. We cannot, dare not, find comfort in, nor make a hope of them. Thou, Lord, art all our expectation, all our salvation, and all our delight. And this morning, in the act of public devotion, we would cry, "My soul waits only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." Now this day be pleased in infinite mercy by Christ Jesus to visit thine assembled people. Give us first a sense of perfect pardon. May there be nothing between any child of thine and thyself, great Father, that can mar the perfection of communion. May we know that thou hast forgiven us for Jesus Christ's sake. And as for anything in us that would grieve thy spirit, take it away at once, and let thy spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Oh, now give us a spirit of adoption, if indeed we be thine. By thy fatherly love to us we do beseech thee. Breathe into every child of thine a sense of love, a sense of thy near presence. And then, Lord, wilt thou deal with us according to thy wisdom and prudence. Take out of us every evil and false way. Aught wherein we have deceived ourselves do thou remove. Anything which looks like growth in grace, but which is mere puffing up, do thou take away. Aught which we prize, which is but counterfeit, do thou utterly destroy. And O bring us of thy great love to know Christ in truth, that what we know we may know and not think we know. And O that there might be a deep reality about our Christian experience and knowledge, that the truth of God may be incarnate in the truth which lives in us. Dear Savior, thou knowest the peculiar trials and conditions of all these thy people. And we do pray thee, now deal with each child of thine according to his special need. Great Physician, walk this hospital. Come and look on each special case, and may there be a masterpiece of thy heavenly surgery in the case of each one of us. Many of us need comfort. Our heart is cast down within us. There are many of thy saints in whose soul deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. Command thy loving kindness this morning, and let thy song be with us at this moment. Up from the shades may we ascend unto the eternal light. Oh, that the sun of thy love might shine full on our brows, till our faces shall be bright like the face of Moses. Oh, that we might have such fellowship with God this morning, that we might defy Satan, defy unbelief, defy the flesh, defy the world, with a holy joy which comes not of the creature, and which the creature cannot mar. A joy unspeakable and full of glory, a draught out of the eternal mountains which well up from the deep, which lieth under in the immutable and everlasting love and decree of God. O let it be so with every child of thine at this good hour. Now we do with all our hearts praise thee together in the rest of thy family who as yet are far off from thee. O mighty grace, seek out the prodigal. O mighty love, receive the prodigals when they come back. O mighty grace, change their hearts and make them to love the great Father. We do pray for all who are out of the way, for such in this congregation as remain unsaved. Lord, let them not die in their sins. Have mercy upon some that have had a godly training but remain ungodly. O, condemn them not, we pray thee, with such a mass of guilt upon them, but save them yet. Lord, have great mercy upon such as are ignorant of Christ, and therefore sin, but know not what they do. Let them become trophies of thy wondrous love. Gather them in, O, gather them in today. Now thy servant with a full heart desires to bless thee for the continual increase which thou dost make to this church. Thou hast refreshed our soul by the testimonies of many that have lately found the Savior. Blessed be the Lord, the Holy Ghost, who has not suffered a word to fall to the ground, but who has added to the church daily of such as shall be saved. Lord, continue this great favor. Stir up our dear brethren and sisters to continual prayer for a blessing. May the fire on this altar never go out, but as we have enjoyed these many years in unexampled prosperity, oh, that we might continue to enjoy it still, unworthy though we be. Still, Lord, help us in every holy word and work. Prosper us in the enterprises to which we set our hands. Bless our young men that go forth from us to preach the word. Blessed is the man that hath his quiver full of them. May there be many such reared up in this church that shall preach Christ crucified. Give to the church more and more the spirit of evangelization, and may many young men in the church that are now sitting still and quiet be moved to preach even in the streets the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, renew the zeal of the church towards the Sabbath school. May there be more coming forward to give themselves to the training of the young for Christ. O, say to many a Peter, feed my lambs. Revive the church of God in every place we beseech thee in this dear isle of ours, so highly favored, and on the continent and among our beloved brethren in America and Australia. Let the kingdom of Jesus Christ spread in all countries. Let thy kingdom come, great God. Aye, let it come speedily. It doth not trouble us to think that Christ shall come. It is indeed our joy. Make no tarrying, O our Lord, but meanwhile make us watchful, earnest, active, and may we be as good servants whose loins are girt and whose lamps are trimmed. May we wait for the Master till he cometh. Now give a blessing this morning. We come back to that prayer of ours, a blessing to each one. Bless me, even me also, O my Father. The prayer is offered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Mediator. Amen. The disciple whom Jesus loved. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? John 21:20. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou art infinitely beyond the grasp of our understanding, but in great condescension, thou hast brought thyself very near to the grasp of our love, and we trust this morning many of us can say with all sincerity, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. O Lord, it has seemed to us impossible not to love thee, for thou art so supremely lovable, so full of goodness, so perfect. Thou hast manifested thyself to us as love. And shall not love go out towards love? Especially this morning do we feel our hearts warm towards thee, in the person of thy dear Son. Surely we cannot see him made our brother, bone of our bone, and flesh of our flesh, sympathizing with us, married to us, dead for us, and risen again for us. We cannot gaze into his right royal face without feeling our heart melt at the very sight of him. O Jesus, we love thee. We are thine and thou art ours. Thou hast given thyself to us as well as for us, and now we cheerfully give ourselves back to thee, feeling that we are never so much our own as when we are thine, that indeed we are not ourselves until we are lost in thee. but that then we have found our truest manhood when it and all else is surrendered to the all-conquering power of Jesus Christ our Lord. We come a second time to Thee in public worship this morning with the same prayer with which we commenced. It is a prayer for love. We have expressed our love, but we are ashamed when we have done so, because after all, what is our love? It is so faint, so cold to Thee compared with Thy love to us. So we would adore Thee this morning for the love which Thou hast manifested to us. Thou didst love us before the foundation of the world. Thine is no new compassion, for whom Thou didst foreknow, Thou didst predestinate to be conformed unto the image of Thy Son, out of Thine own pure love to them. And because Thou hast loved us with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness hast Thou drawn us, and we feel the drawings now. Thou didst first pluck us like brands out of the burning. We remember well when Thou didst draw us from a corrupt world and from our own self-righteousness, and we came to Jesus. But Thou art drawing still. We feel the second bands. We yield to them, glad to do so. Lord, draw us this morning upward to Thyself, nearer than ever. May we not be satisfied with those heights of devotion to which we have attained, but may we reach somewhat higher today. Oh, that we might become more completely consecrated. May the image of Christ become more perfect upon us, stamp it deeper into our nature. We trust the image is there, but oh, that it sets still deeper into our very selves, that all might see that the seal of the Holy Ghost was upon us, in the likeness of Christ our Lord. Our Father, wilt Thou be pleased today to fill us with delight because of Thy love? Are we heavy of heart? Let Thy sweet love lighten the burden. For what, after all, can there be to trouble the man whom God loves? Shall we not find even in Thy rod a sweetness as Jonathan did, when he dipped his rod in the honey? Hast Thou not said, as many as I love I rebuke and chasten? Shall we not therefore take Thy rebukes and chastenings and even rejoice in them, because therein the love of God is manifested towards us? Are Thy dear children poor, or are they sick in body, or are they losing those they love, or is there yet a newly digged grave over which they could shed floods of tears? O sweet love of God, comfort them. Cover all the rocks, O mighty tide of everlasting love, till not a rock is seen. And on that glassy sea may our spirits float above the rocks which else had wrecked our lives. We do pray Thee give us comfort, but also give us strength as well as consolation. Lord, we are very weak, and in ourselves we have no desire to be otherwise, because when we are weak, then we are strong. But we are very strong in Thee, and we do wish to have faith to perceive this. Lord, some of Thy children think Thee weak, because they are, and suppose that grace will fail them, because the flesh does. But, oh, teach them better, and may they know that it is just in the death of the creature that they shall find the life of God revealed. Oh, that our spirit might be always subject to the divine spirit. May its earthiness and feebleness only reveal the heavenliness and strength of the indwelling spirit of God. And, O grant us to feel that we have power to overcome sin, that we have power to resist the lust of the flesh, and to despise the pomp of the world and the lust of the eyes. Though we groan within ourselves concerning the body of this death, yet sing we also, thanks be unto God that giveth us a victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Help Thy children to take the victory, to rejoice that they do conquer. Yea, that we are more than conqueror through Him who hath loved us. And now that we are asking Thee to let Thy love be revealed to us in all its sweet influences, and now that we ask also that our love to Thee may be fervent, we pray Thee make us useful to our brethren. O Lord, we would not live unto ourselves. Make us serviceable in gathering in the lost sheep. Make us wise that we may go after them in their devious wanderings and discover them. Lord, help us to speak a word in season to him that is sad of heart. When Thine arrow stick fast into conscience, may we know how to apply the balm of Jesus' wounds. Make us ready to tell out the sweet gospel which has been so precious to our own souls. And as men that have newly come ourselves from the presence of a pardoning Savior, men but newly washed in that dear blood which maketh white as snow, may we go and tell to our fellow men, all black as they are, how they also can be made whiter than snow. Lord, make us useful to thine own children that have backslidden. May we be as Peter was to whom thou sayest, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. O Lord, make us useful among backsliders. This very day may some of us be enabled to do somewhat toward the fetching up of the rear guard, of those that loiter and linger, that the whole army of Christ may quicken its pace and march to victory. And now, Lord Jesus, we have 1,000 things to ask of thee and of thy Father, but thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. Give to each one of thine own that special gift most needed. May we not even know what it is, but according to thine own wisdom and prudence deal out of thy treasury things new and old. For the enrichment and comfort of thy people, bless this, our beloved church. Keep them still in unity and earnestness of heart. In all fresh advances that we hope to make, be with us and help us. Bless our dear orphan children. Let them all be thine. Help us in the building of new houses for orphan girls and provide for our necessities in this matter. Bless the dear sons of this church, trained at our own side, who go forth to preach the gospel, whether they be in college or whether they are preaching outside of it. Let the blessing of the Lord be with every one of them. And all those who go from house to house with books, seeking to speak a word in season to the neglected, do thou help them, and make this church still to be the fruitful mother of children. Yea, make every one of us useful to thy glory. All other churches do thou remember with even a greater blessing. Let all the churches of Jesus Christ on the continent, as well as in this island and far away in America, and all our distant colonies, all be revived and refreshed. Yea, and those that speak not our tongue, those advanced posts among the heathen, do thou remember them favorably, and visit them graciously. Oh, that the time were come when war shall cease, when drunkenness shall be put away, when all cruelty shall be abolished, when every superstition shall come to an end, and all oppression of man by man, when shall it be? Save when he cometh, whose right it is to reign. At the very thought of his coming, our spirits begin to glow and burn with lofty hopes. Come quickly, even so. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. And amen. Intercession for one another. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and cease in to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. 1 Samuel 12:23. God of Israel, God of Jesus Christ, our God forever and ever, help us now by the Sacred Spirit to approach thee aright, with deepest reverence, but not with servile fear, with holiest boldness, but not with presumption. O teach us as children to speak to the Father, and yet as creatures to bow before our Maker. Our Father, we would first ask thee whether thou hast aught against us as thy children. Have we been asking somewhat of thee amiss? And hast thou given us that which we have sought? We are not conscious of it, but it may be so. And now we are brought, as an answer to our presumptuous prayers, into a more difficult position than the one we occupied before. And may be that some creature comfort is nearer to us than our God. We had better have been without it, and have dwelt in God, and have found our joy in Him. But now, Lord, in these perilous circumstances, give us grace, that we may not turn away from thee. If our position now be not such as thou wouldst have allotted to us, had we been wiser, yet nevertheless grant that we may be taught to behave ourselves aright, even now, lest the mercies thou hast given should become a cause of stumbling, and the obtaining of our heart's desire should become a temptation to us. Rather, this morning do we feel inclined to bless thee for the many occasions on which thou hast not answered our prayer, For thou hast said that we did ask amiss, and therefore we could not have, and we desire to register this prayer with thee, that whensoever we do ask amiss, thou wouldst in great wisdom and love be pleased to refuse us. O Lord, if we at any time press our suit without a sufficiency of resignation, do not regard us, we pray thee. And though we cry unto thee day and night concerning anything, yet if thou seest that herein we err, regard not the voice of our cry, we pray thee. It is our heart's desire in our coolest moments that this prayer might stand on record as long as we live, not as I will, but as thou wilt. But, O Lord, in looking back, we are obliged to remember with the greatest gratitude the many occasions in which thou hast heard our cry. We have been brought into deep distress, and our heart has sunk within us, and then have we cried to thee, and thou hast never refused to hear us. The prayers of our lust thou hast rejected, but the prayers of our necessities thou hast granted. Not one good thing has failed of all thou hast promised. Thou hast given us exceedingly abundantly above what we have asked or even thought. For there was a day when our present condition would have been regarded as much too high for us ever to reach. And in looking back, we are surprised that those who did lie among the pots of Egypt should now sit every man under his vine and fig tree, that those who wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way should now find a city to dwell in, that we who were prodigals and rags should now be children in the Father's bosom, that we who were companions of swine should now be made heirs of God and join heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, what encouragements we have to pray to such a prayer-hearing God, who far exceeds the requests of his children. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Our inmost heart is saying, Amen. Blessed be his name. If it were only for answered prayer, or even for some unanswered prayers, we would continue to praise and bless thee as long as we have any being. And now, Lord, listen to the voice of thy children's cry this morning. Wherever there is a sincere heart seeking for greater holiness, answer thou that request. Or wherever there is a broken spirit seeking for reconciliation with thyself, be pleased to answer it now. Thou knowest where there is prayer, though it be unuttered, and even the lips do not move. O hear the publican who dares not lift his eyes to heaven. Hear him while he cries, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Hear such as seem to themselves to be appointed unto death. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. Oh, that thou wouldst grant peace and rest to every troubled spirit within this house. I and to all such all over the world who now desire to turn their faces to the cross and to see God in Christ Jesus, reconciling them unto himself. O Lord, if there are any of thy servants exercised about the case of others, we would thank thee for them. Raise up in the church many intercessors who shall plead for the prosperity of Zion, and give thee no rest till thou establish her and make her a joy in the land. There are some of us that cry to thee about our country. Thou knowest how in secret we groaned and sighed over evil times, and thou hast begun to hear us already, for which we desire to praise and bless thy name. But we would not cease to pray for this land, that thou wouldest roll away from it all its sin, that thou wouldest deliver it from the curse of drunkenness, from infidelity, from popery, from ritualism, from rationalism, and every form of evil, and that this land might become a holy land. O Lord, bring the multitudes of the working men to listen to the gospel. Break in, we praise thee, upon their stolid indifference. For how many there are of them who have not yet risen from their beds this morning, who have not thought of coming up to any place of worship. Lord, give them a love to thy house, a desire to hear thy gospel. And then wilt thou look upon the poor rich who, so many of them, know nothing about thee and are worshipping their own wealth. The Lord grant that the many, for whom there is no special gospel service, but who are wrapped up in self-righteousness, might be brought to hear the gospel of Jesus, that they also, as well as the poor, might come to Christ. God bless this land with more of gospel light, with more of gospel life and love. Thou wilt hear us, O Lord. Then would we pray for our children, that they might be saved. Some of us can no longer pray for our children's conversion. Our prayers are heard already, but there are others who have children who vex them and grieve their hearts. O God, save sons and daughters of godly people. Let them not have to sigh over their children as Eli did and as Samuel did. and may they see their sons and daughters become the children of the living God. We would pray for our servants, for our neighbors, for our kinsfolk of near or far degree, that all might be brought to Jesus. Do thou this, O God, of thine infinite mercy. And as we are now making intercession, we would, according to thy word, pray for all kings and such as are in authority, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives. We pray for all nations also. O Lord, bless and remember the lands that sit in darkness, and let them see a great light. And may missionary enterprise be abundantly successful. And let the favored nations where our God is known, especially this land and the land across the mighty ocean, that love the same Savior and speak the same tongue, be always favored with the divine presence and with abundant prosperity and blessing, O Lord. O Lord, thou hast chosen this our race and favored it, and multiplied it on the face of the earth. And whereas with its staff it crossed its Jordan, it has now become two great nations. Lord, be pleased to bless the whole of this race, and those absorbed into it, and then all other races, that in us may be fulfilled the blessings of Abraham. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. And now, Father, glorify thy Son. In scattering pardon through his precious blood, glorify thy Son. And sending forth the eternal Spirit to convince men and bring them to his feet, Father, glorify thy Son. In enriching thy saints with gifts and graces and building them up into his image, Father, glorify thy Son. In the gathering together of the whole company of his elect, and in the hastening of his kingdom and his coming, Father, glorify thy Son. Beyond this prayer we cannot go. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And unto Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be glory forever and ever. Amen.